From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, July 20th. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from fizz.org. Underwater drones discover coral reefs off Benin, long presumed dead, teeming with life. So, there's this coral reef off the coast of Benin that was thought to be dead for decades. Back in the 1960s, researchers were looking for good fishing spots, and they stumbled upon what might have been a coral reef, but they assumed it was just a rocky outcropping because they couldn't see any coral. Fast forward to now, a team used a fancy sonar system, an underwater camera, to take a closer look, and it turns out the reef is actually thriving. They're calling it a healthy reef, which is pretty cool. Next, second, from Mongabay. Félix Guillermo Moncada Gavilán helped move Cuba from sea turtle fishing to protection. So I was reading about Félix Guillermo Moncada Gavilán, a Cuban marine biologist who spent over 40 years working at the country's fisheries research center. He was a key figure in shifting the focus from sea turtle fishing to protection. Initially, Cuba was taking around 836 metric tons of sea turtles per year, but by the time they closed the fishery in 2008, that number had dropped to below 15 metric tons. Moncada Gavilán was part of the team that recommended these restrictions, and he also worked on studying nesting grounds, migrations, and population trends to inform conservation efforts. He was the coordinator for Widecast, a regional conservation network, and his colleagues remember him being passionate about sea turtles. He'd always light up when talking about them. Up next, third, from Inverse Science. What happened to Sir Luthor? House of the Dragon's controversial murder plot explained. There are more players than ever in this season of House of the Dragon as the Dance of Dragons heats up and embroils all the major houses of the realm. All kinds of lords and knights are involved in the conflict by season 3, making big strategic moves and taking on entire battles by themselves. It can be difficult enough to keep all the Targaryens straight, let alone the many non-silver-haired characters. But in season 3, episode 5, one man takes the spotlight. Sir Luthor Largent, the head of the City Watch. And then, fourth, from New Scientist. Hunter-gatherers introduced fish to a mountain lake 7,000 years ago. Hunter-gatherers transported brown trout into the mountains of Norway at least 7,000 years ago so they could be harvested during summer foraging trips into the highlands. That is the only possible explanation for how fish could have populated isolated mountain lakes that had been covered by a kilometers thick ice sheet for tens of thousands of years, says Axel Mjerum at the University of Oslo, Norway. This is the oldest documented example of human-mediated translocation of fish in the world, says Mjerum. Advertisement: until around 8,400 years ago, Lake Tessa, at an elevation of around 850 meter next. Fifth, from New Atlas. Review: Toyota BZ makes big leap bumper to bumper, but is it enough? Toyota's first real swing at a mainstream battery electric vehicle in the awkwardly named BZ4X felt like it had been designed by committee. Did a name change improve things? Category: automotive, transport tags, SUV, Toyota, battery plus electric plus vehicle, electric vehicles, reviews. Up next, sixth, from Inverse Science, the vampire Lestat ending. Explained, is this the end of the world? The finale picks up right after Armand, Daniel and Alex ambush Lestat and Louis in the park. Armand grabs Lestat's body while Daniel drags his severed head to a bowling alley. In that cramped space, Lestat's past, his maker Magnus, his mother Gabriella, and other fledglings, flashes before him, turning into a Greek chorus that forces him to own his mistakes. Raglan James of the Talamasca then shows up, taking the head and arguing that a vampire can't survive a beheading for hours unless a soul persists. He reveals the agency's great conversion plan, using Lestat's music to swell the vampire population to roughly 300,000. Louis, captured and forced to listen, finally apologizes to Armand, exposing both their hidden traumas. The episode ends with Lestat's head mysteriously sewn back on, his tour bus waiting, and a massive crowd poised for his final concert, only to cut forward years later, where a remorseful Lestat records a confession titled Failures, insisting the apocalypse was his fault. And then, 7th, from Dead Hidden, Legion was not a metaphor. I've just reread the original Legion passage, and it reads more like a forensic report than a spooky story. The text lists 5 concrete details: tombs, broken chains, mountains, nighttime crying, and stones used for self-inflicted cuts, each presented as a separate verse. Beyond those obvious marks, the author points out 2 quieter clues: the man's worship and the spirits actually speaking, with a demon offering surprisingly sophisticated theology. It even names the entity in the plural, mentions spirits begging for pigs, and describes an empty house that invites 7 worse things. Finally, the passage ends with a brief command that, in the author's view, replaces every elaborate exorcism ritual Hollywood has ever shown. Next, 8th, from New Atlas. Friendly gut bug may trigger type 2 diabetes when it gets hungry. So, there's this specific type of gut bacteria, Bifidobacterium, that's often considered beneficial, but new research suggests it might actually contribute to type 2 diabetes when it's not getting enough fiber to eat. It seems that when our diets are low in fiber, this bacteria starts breaking down more of the protein in our gut, releasing compounds that can lead to insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. The study found that people with high levels of this bacteria in their gut were more likely to develop type 2 diabetes, and that this association was strongest in people who were consuming low-fiber diets. They also found that the bacteria's activity was linked to changes in the gut microbiome that are associated with insulin resistance. Now, it's worth noting that this study was observational, so we can't say for sure that the bacteria directly causes type 2 diabetes. However, it does suggest that a low fiber diet may be a contributing factor, and that the gut microbiome could potentially be used as a biomarker to identify people at increased risk. The researchers are calling for more research to better understand the relationship between this bacteria, fiber intake, and type 2 diabetes. But in the meantime, it's a good reminder to prioritize fiber-rich foods in our diets to support a healthy gut microbiome. Up next, 9th, from The Hungry Homesteader, Coffee Can Crafts. I'm thinking about all the ways you can keep those empty coffee cans from ending up in the trash. Over the years, people have turned them into pantry bins for flour, sugar, rice, and even a mouse-proof storage solution. Kids love labeling them for crayons, Legos, or snack packs, and you can paint or cover them to match any kitchen decor. On a homestead, the same cans become feed containers, toolboxes, or even a handy compost pail thanks to the built-in handles. They're also great for emergency kits, store toilet paper, first aid items, snacks and candles in sealed cans so you're ready if a storm hits. If you're feeling crafty, the metal cans make inexpensive canvases for watercolor or oil painting, and they're perfect for DIY lunchboxes or classroom projects. Reusing them cuts waste and adds a bit of organization to everyday life. And then, 10th, from MD Reports. JAMA's landmark antidepressant study still doesn't tell the whole story. The original JAMA paper, published 2 decades ago, reported that women who stopped antidepressants during pregnancy were about 5 times more likely to relapse into major depression, and that finding has shaped guidelines ever since. Later, a clinician flagged that 9 of the authors had undisclosed financial ties to drug makers, and an investigation uncovered more than 60 hidden relationships, consulting fees, speaker payments, research funding, all linked to the manufacturers whose products the study evaluated. JAMA issued a correction, but the online PDF still shows the incomplete disclosures, so most readers see an incomplete picture. Beyond the conflict of interest issue, the study never mentioned that some of the reported relapses could actually be withdrawal symptoms, and subsequent research has struggled to replicate the dramatic 5-fold increase. The controversy highlights how undisclosed industry ties can skew medical evidence and why transparent, up-to-date reporting matters for patients and clinicians alike. That's The Read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.